It's side two of the record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Steve Scherer. When someone is having a mental health crisis, a family member often takes them to a hospital. When that happens, county officials have 6 hours to decide whether they can be involuntarily committed. When police take someone to a hospital for a psychiatric evaluation, county officials have 12 hours to make the call. An investigation by the Seattle Times found that King County mental health evaluators are routinely missing deadlines, causing potentially dangerous patients to be released. Brian Rosenthal uncovered the story for the Seattle Times, his very last assignment for the paper. He now reports for the Houston Chronicle. He told me about a young man named Gregory Benson.
He had a psychotic episode in January of this year, and his family was concerned about him, actually wanted to get him to the hospital, and they weren't able to, so they called the police. He had been hearing voices in his head and talking nonsense and actually getting physical with his family members, and the police took him to the hospital, and the evaluator missed the deadline, so he ended up being released, actually walked out of the hospital, and just was on the streets. His parents had no idea where he was. And eventually he walked 7 miles back to their house and showed up, and the family was confused. They had no idea what had happened. They thought that he was going to be getting help, and instead they were left to deal with him, and he was left to stay on the streets with no assistance.
In the end, what happened to him?
About a week later, his parents managed to get the process started again, and was able to get him involuntarily committed, and he was able to get the treatment he needed. He stayed in a psychiatric hospital for about a month. But it's really that week in between where, you know, his family was terrified and he obviously was suffering.
Why are these deadlines being missed?
The number of referrals and calls is skyrocketing, and at the same time, the budgets are being cut. And so they have fewer evaluators than in relation to the evaluations they're having to do.
The county has known about this. The mental health division has known about this problem since 2011. How are they attempting to rectify it?
Well, that was the part that was frustrating for hospital staffers and for advocates, the ones that knew about this problem, and it's not very many who have even known that this has gone on, because the county has not told anybody about it, and they have not acted to address it in any significant way. They haven't even counted to see how often it happens. Our investigation for the first time showed how often it happens, which is that a patient is getting released in King County every other day.
Every other day, someone is not meeting the deadline, so these patients are getting released.
And that's somebody who has already been determined by the county to meet the criteria for involuntary commitment, which is that you have to be in, quote, this is according to the statute, in, quote, imminent danger of harming yourself or someone else, or in imminent danger due to being gravely disabled.
Talking with Brian Rosenthal, his recent story for the Seattle Times found that county mental health evaluators are routinely missing deadlines to conduct psychiatric evaluations. That's causing potentially dangerous patients to be released. King County officials say patients released on a time limit technicality like this can quickly get re-detained if family members call for another evaluation. Is that happening?
It happens sometimes, for sure. In the example that we wrote about, Gregory Benson, he was re-detained. It took a week, but he was re-detained, and you know, he did not harm himself and he did not harm others. So that may be considered a success. I think the difficult part is that, you know, again, as King County mental health evaluators would be the first ones to note, the evaluations are skyrocketing, and the evaluators are, there are just as many of them. So, you know, it's kind of a small miracle when you actually can get somebody into the system. And so to have to hope that it happens again is trusting in faith.
You write that this is an issue that's unique to Washington State. Why is that?
Washington State has a unique involuntary treatment act in that it has these county evaluators. In all the other states, these involuntary commitments can be ordered by a much larger group of people, most of the time just a hospital psychiatrist or doctor at a hospital can order somebody involuntarily committed. In Washington State, the law was passed specifically to protect the civil liberties of these patients. So they didn't want anybody to be able to detain them against their will. So they said, no, it has to be just somebody who is designated by the county. They have to, you know, most times it's a county employee who can make that call. And so, you know, again, this is something that only exists in Washington because we have that limited amount of people that can make the call.
So the unintended consequence of mental health reform, what solutions are you hearing from mental health advocates?
Well, there are two obvious solutions. And the first is to change the law to extend the time limits. If they're having trouble meeting 6 hours, why not make it 20 hours? The concern there is obviously that we don't want people being involuntarily detained without, you know, even a determination being made that they even need the help. Another obvious solution is just to put more money in and so we have more evaluators. The concern there, of course, is that we don't have a whole lot of money to spend. And then there are some more innovative solutions. We could change it so it doesn't have to be just the county evaluator that could that can make the call. We could allow evaluators to, you know, basically do their assessments via Skype instead of having to be there in person. And we could also put something into, you know, make more of an emphasis on this when we're assigning money out to the counties and tie the funding that they receive to their ability to meet the deadlines, put some pressure on them to meet these deadlines.
Of course, as you've reported on and as we've reported on, they run into another problem, which is that there's not always beds. There's not always room for people in these hospitals who have mental problems.
And in fact, now over, you know, more than half of people who are involuntarily detained start in a hospital emergency room instead of in a psychiatric facility. They start someplace that can't treat them. So it's a system that clearly needs some help.
Brian Rosenthal's investigation for the Seattle Times found that King County mental health evaluators are routinely missing deadlines, causing potentially dangerous patients to be released. Brian Rosenthal now covers Texas state government for the Houston Chronicle. This is The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Steve Scherr.